B-Pod Studios.
Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
The National Guard activated the employee at Biogen at the center of the outbreak here, and it's official. Cancel that trip. Melissa has juice coming up.
Looks like the coronavirus is making people hate celebrities.
Romero has your... Romero.
Hi.
Leroy has just...
It's the second day of the road.
No, it's because when you were filling in last week, I had your name written down. Leroy has
Oh, boy. And I have something to help ease the pain of the breakup between the Pats, Brady, and you.
But first, Governor Baker activated the Massachusetts National Guard in response to the COVID-19 outbreak. So the order authorizes activation of up to 2,000 National Guard members across the Commonwealth who will support requests from state agencies for equipment, logistics, warehousing, and related duties. And at this point, Massachusetts health officials are reporting 72 new COVID-19 cases in the state, bringing the total to 328. A total of 2,208 people have been tested through the state's lab.
Yeah, and eventually they're going to be the ones outside your house posted being like, get the hell back in your house. Which, by the way, I'm all for it. I don't like that they're gradually making things worse. I think if anything, they should just be like, hey, listen, for the next 3 or 4 months, we're shutting everything down. And then maybe, who knows, maybe in about 8 weeks or something, they'll say, okay, well, we'll open this back up. We'll open this back up. I'd rather it that way than slowly losing more freedoms. I don't even know the word I'm looking for.
I'm ready to shelter in place.
No, seriously. You know what? Whatever, man. Have a freaking military tank stationed outside my house saying, get back in the house or are you going to fill your ass with bullets? I'll be like, yes, sir.
Wow. Well, an employee at the biotech company at the center of the coronavirus outbreak in Massachusetts is being criminally investigated after she defied the president's travel ban and went to China. So of that 328 confirmed cases in Massachusetts, I mentioned 30% of them are linked back to the Biogen conference that was held at the Marriott Long Wharf. So Belmont native G. Lee is the employee accused of knowing she was sick and taking medication to bring down her fever in order to fly and travel. She was not at the conference, but had contact with people at the meeting. And it's official. No traveling outside the country. The U.S. State Department raised its travel advisory worldwide to level 4, do not travel. The advisory instructs U.S. citizens not to travel abroad. They also said that in countries where commercial departure options remain available, the U.S. citizens who live in the United States should arrange for immediate return to the states unless they're prepared to stay abroad for an indefinite amount of time. All right, is Melissa with the juice?
Well, if you're like me and a fan of The Weeknd, you're probably running on no sleep as his long-anticipated album After Hours dropped at midnight. And seeing as 5 out of the 10 trending topics on Twitter are After Hours related, I have a feeling a lot of you are enjoying it as much as me. It is a 14-track album with no features, which is kind of unheard of these days, and many are saying was inspired by his ex, Bella Hadid. My two favorite songs, one which I think has a potential to be The Weeknd's biggest song of his career, is this one. It's called Scared to Live.
You think this has a potential?
He performed it on SNL last week, and as soon as he performed it, I said, this will be the biggest hit of his career.
Let's hear.
Pebbles, I don't know. This is amazing. Melissa's right. Wow. Melissa, you're right. This would be the one who takes your heart.
He wrote exactly to Bella after he dumped her ass again. And then there is the 80s inspired. A lot of the album is very 80s inspired. This song is called In Your Eyes, which I believe is like an I Feel It Coming part 2. Yeah. And this one's going to be another big hit for him.
When I look at you in your eyes.
Ooh. I love it already, Michael Jackson.
Right?
This is really good.
The album is very good. I give it a 9.2. If you want to hear the entire thing, by the way, you can go to our Get Up Crew Facebook page. I have the whole album on there for you.
Can I just say The Weeknd is one of those guys who I hope never finds pure happiness in his life, because I feel like he would suffer greatly, like as far as making music.
Listen, I 100% believe that. His music is inspired by just him, like...
Yeah.
giving heartbreak, having heartbreak,
love
and
it.
Doing drugs, and that's
I,
just.
I hope he never finds love and stays addicted.
Jesus.
Well, lots of us are bored in isolation, looking for things to do. But if you're Offset, you're keeping yourself busy by rolling blunts.
Oh,
Cardi B just posted a video on Instagram of Offset and a bunch of pre-rolled blunts, 15 to be exact, with the caption, look how bored he is at how many blunts he rolled already, back to back, for no damn reason. And other ways celebrities are passing time is, you know, recording videos and doing live streams. One video that went viral yesterday was a montage of celebrities singing their versions of John Lennon's Imagine.
I wonder if you can. No need for greed. And
Gal Gadot, Will Ferrell, Zoe Kravitz, just a few who got involved. But instead of being the uplifting video we all need, it ended up backfiring and got a lot of regular folk upset. Many users calling the video tone deaf, explaining that they could have easily just donated masks, gloves, and
here
supplies. One Twitter user wrote, we want you to use a million or two of your money and order ventilators, masks, gloves from manufacturers and then donate them to a hospital or pay for the salaries of an entire staff at a bar. Hashtag imagine.
How do you know they're not? Here's the thing about being a celebrity. And believe me, that sounds like crap. It sucks. But if they go out and say, by the way, I just did this, then you're going to say, oh, why can't you just do it and keep your mouth shut? Why you got to brag about it? But when they don't, but
right.
if they don't come out and say that, then
right.
you're saying, why don't you do this? They
damned
can't win
if
no
they
matter
do,
what.
Damned if they don't, 100%.
That being said, that was hot garbage.
Here's Leroy with sports.
Okay, great game on the Get Up Crew page last night. I took on my son again. Facebook Live, NBA 2K20. Celtics versus the Lakers, and with 20 seconds left on the clock, my son quit again.
He did?
He quit. And the Celtics over the Lakers, 66 to 60. He actually wrote me.
Right? Oh, yeah, area! Yeah, area!
He actually wrote me a note saying he doesn't think it's a good idea for him to stream live anymore.
Oh, my God.
He doesn't want people to think he's a quitter like that. So we'll see what happens. But in the real world, Marcus Smart of the Celtics has tested positive for the coronavirus. Two players on the Lakers have it also. And in the NFL, Sean Payton, the head coach of the New Orleans Saints, he tested positive too. Sox ace Chris Sale is done for the season.
Told
he will
you.
Indeed have Tommy John surgery. It will take 12 to 14 months to recover. And with that being said, the curse of Mookie Betts is real, people. You better pay attention. And still no official word on Tom Brady signing with the Bucks. But if you're still drowning in your salty tears over Brady leaving the Pats, heads up, ESPN will be airing a 7-hour marathon dedicated to Brady. It goes down Sunday starting at noon. He's not coming back, so you might as well just reminisce. You might as well do it.
ESPN's like, yes, programming.
Right. Gronk is going to be on SmackDown tonight. That goes down at 8. And if you can help me convince my son to play me again live, maybe we'll have a rematch sometime this weekend. You just got to keep your eyes on the game.
I have a great way to convince him.
What's that?
He said he doesn't want people to think he's a quitter, but all they know about him is that he quits.
Right.
So tell him to actually finish a game, and then they won't think of him as a quitter.
Okay, I'll let him know. And that's just sports.
All right, your good news today. So at this point, a lot of people, especially kids, are missing time with friends. Well, in some neighborhoods, kids are staying in touch in a different way. So Jane, who's 6 years old, lives in Cambridge, has been having virtual play dates, of course, with her friends, but found something new to do when she went out for a walk with her mother. So her mom, Sari, suggested she bring, you know, the sidewalk chalk that kids write on so that they could, you know, make pictures on the ground. Well, that's when Jane came up with the idea to leave notes on people's sidewalks. And to one, she wrote, "Dear Aurora, thinking of you," to one of her friends. Well, to her surprise, the next morning, there was a reply in front of their house. And since then, a small group of kids in the area have been writing to each other messages in chalk on the sidewalk. And it's not only happening in Cambridge, as some kids in Jamaica Plain have been doing it as well. I love that. That's your good news. And this report made hot by National Aviation Academy. Consider a career in aviation maintenance. Go to bostonwingman.com.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.